Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and I'm going to use my voice. Welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode number 57. I can't remember. I got mixed up because I wasn't here last week. I was about to say 56. Today is Saturday, March. Oh man. Fourth? Is it the fourth? Yes?
The fifth. First.
No. Oh, well, it's the fourth for me. So. 2017, if you didn't know what year it was. I don't know what else. I am your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita. Lita, besides all the nonsense, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm great.
Wow.
I just got an upgrade on my bow. That's like 0.01 upgrade. That's not even an upgrade. I'm not having that. Just changed it. Okay. I'm good. I'm here. Okay. I'm awake. Yay.
Focus, Lita. Focus.
What? That's crazy talk. I'm doing good. How are you, Stone? What's happening?
Yep. Frustrated by Skype and XSplit and Twitch.
Okay. Well,
I changed nothing. I changed nothing. I swear I changed nothing. And now you guys can't hear the sound. So that frustrates me to no end. Something switched. Something was changed on my computer. I did not do that. And when that happens, I don't like it.
Oh. Damn it, Bob.
All hell, Bob.
Well, yeah, that's exciting. And speaking of exciting and crazy,
yeah,
maybe a bit of both. We have got Zorts with
Hello,
us.
Zorts.
Zorts is in the house.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I guess you were going down your list of people to have on the show, and it was like Rogue Slayer. Now we just had her. Geekster. Now we just had him. Not too long ago, Nisi. Oh, she's been on 5 times in the last 3 months. Guess we're going to have to call Zorts again.
Holy moly. Wow.
It's like Zorts is up. No, it's like tag. It's like wrestling. You know, when you like you get tagged in, buddy. You're like tagged, you're in.
So
up in the ring.
So get here's our problem. Ring. We want to have like everybody on, but we can't. And it's like we got to it's frustrating. That's frustrating.
You got to spread it out, man. Too much of a good thing is too much, you know? So you got to spread out the love to everybody. Except Bob, if he keeps screwing up the computer.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. We're going to keep it clean, right?
Yeah, keep it clean. That's exactly right. But anyway, we always love having you on, Zort. So thank you. Thank you for coming to have a chat with us. We do appreciate it. What's you been up to? What's been happening?
Oh, a lot going on this week. None of it good, really, and none of it WoW related. So we'll skip over that.
I saw some tweets.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They say bad things come in three, and I got nailed with three of them for sure. Luckily, two of them have been resolved. The third one is kind of out of my hands.
Okay. Well, that's positive that two are resolved, so yay.
So, yeah, I've turned to my good friend Sam Adams for solace, and he hasn't let me down yet, so.
Cheers.
Okay, although, I take that.
Although people can't see that.
It is a fine American beverage.
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Alcohol?
Essentially, yep, it's a beer.
Okay.
Beer.
I have... There's only two beers I know, and that's Forex and Foster's. That's pretty much it.
Foster's.
So they're Australian beers. And I don't drink either of them, so What's there you go.
I haven't heard of
but anyway.
Forex. Anyways, yes.
Forex. Yeah, it's made here in Brisbane, so it's Ooh. Damn good, according to my family, who are all big drinkers. Anyway, I'm the designated driver.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I would have fun with your family.
We would get
drunk and we'd start to talk about you. It'd be fun times.
Oh, Lordy.
One time, Lita did, she fell in the grass and did something.
What?
I'm trying to keep it clean, but embarrassing. So, and I can't do that, apparently. Oh. So,
yeah.
So, falls flat. No. Anyways.
Being sick and not being able to drink anymore is all stuff they wouldn't know about anyway. So, anyway, yeah. But that's anyway. A story for WoW Challenges After Dark. That's gonna happen. So, anyway, getting back to you, Zorts.
I've been just trying to keep everybody alive and succeeding somewhat. Mm-hmm. Out of the group of irons I started right around the holidays, only three are still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
And that's
out of how many?
I think it was about. I think I started rotating through six of them, and then, Zorts happened and people died.
Oh my god!
And I actually started a list, so. We're up to a total of 11 between the originals and ones I've done off camera.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
At the end of the year, I intend to provide you with a full report of how many people I have killed.
Wow.
Oh wow. Wow. Okay. Right.
Hold
oh
on.
Oh my gosh. I don't know
I'm
if I'm gonna
pull
look
up
forward
the,
to this or not.
Overview. I'm gonna go look at our show notes. You guys keep talking.
Yeah,
I'm gonna figure out when our last show's gonna be.
Zorted and the Paladin is still going. She just got into the low 20s today. Zortzberger, the Hunter, had a close call in Hillsbrand, but he's still kicking.
Okay.
And Good Zorts, the Priest, is kicking butt, surprisingly. Because I never play Priest, so.
Wow. Priests are pretty strong, actually, for a long time they didn't feel strong, but I tell you what, that's the thing that surprised me. Priests and like even the mage when we had the Frozen contest, how it was like, wow, these guys are stronger than I thought, you know, than I thought that they were, which is kind of cool. So what level's your priest?
I would have to go look. Let me see here. Let's pull this up here real quick.
So, just while he's pulling that up, I'll pull something else out here.
Mm-hmm.
Our last show, I'm not actually sure when it's going to be because we have dates that we could be on December 8th and 9th or December the 15th and 16th, December 22nd and 23rd, which is like, that one is like, I don't think we'd be on with that one. And then the 29th and 30th. So, not sure.
Well,
you know, maybe the 15th,
Christmas,
16th.
Year we had a couple off, didn't we?
Yes, we had those two last weeks off. So the last one, if we go according to that, would be the 15th or 16th. So I'm going to book it now.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's a date.
Yeah. Guest.
That, you might need the whole show just to get through my list, just saying.
Oh, no.
But right now, Good Zorts is at level 27. So
yeah,
I'm very proud of that. So
excellent. Well done.
Off-camera warrior, I actually managed to get into the 30s, so I'm back at my maximum.
Oh, that's great. That is really good. So have you tried any of the, like with the Bloodthirsties or Pacifists or Tins
10 man challenge I actually have zero interest in trying, and there's been a few people who have kind of nudged me quietly like, hey dude, maybe this is more your speed. It's like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be an iron, damn it.
Yep,
that's right. It's kind of like, I feel like you've got to be all, if you're gonna do something, you go all in.
Yeah,
I mean, so, it's cool for people that want to do it, and yeah, you know, it's a nice way for newbies to kind of ease into it, I guess, but for me now, it's a matter of pride. It's like, I have died so many times since I started doing this. I am not going to stop until I... The goal right now, and I've got my my unofficial WoW Challenges cheerleader slash life coach, Nisi, constantly constantly reminding me of this, that this is the year we get to Outlands.
Nice. Yes. Nice. You can do it. You can do it. Absolutely.
I have faith. I do.
Yeah. I believe.
Nisi's got a big long list of motivational things to tell me, and Azzy's got a big file of GIFs to tweet at me whenever I kill somebody. So
yep.
Best of both worlds.
That's right. Well, you know, what more can you want when you've got awesome support like that? That is very cool. All right, and into wanting to try pacifist?
I tried pacifist. I made it two levels and committed suicide.
Okay.
Out of blame.
Couldn't do it. There's a video of there out there. The video is out there. Yeah. I did the video. I was like, really? No, I can't do this.
I have to see
That's
this.
That's fair.
Although I'm going to squirrel right now.
Bloodthirsty. I haven't done Bloodthirsty in a while. I had one that was getting close to 30, and then let me check the list here. Where was he? Oh wow, I don't think I put him on the list. Oops.
Have you got a spreadsheet of your tunes as well?
No, I don't do spreadsheets.
Okay. Why not? Keeps things in order. Stuff.
It's just
No. I'm just keeping my own private list of the honored dead when I remember to put him on there. But he was getting it in the upper 20s, close to 30s, and Zords happened. Let's just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Zords happened, and he died.
Yeah. So. That's fair enough. I think a list is a good idea. I think we should start a list too, Stein, and we can compare it with Zorts at the end of the year. I think that would be good.
From now?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
From now.
I started.
Okay, but, you know, do we count characters that we're going to create now or the characters that we have existing right now? Like, are those in that?
Your characters that you create as well as the current challenge tunes that you've got.
Okay.
And this is across all challenges.
Other people are having streaming problems. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I need to tweet at them to be like, you are not alone.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do that with your Zorts. I'll be keen to see how that goes for all of us. And if any of the guys in the chat room and definitely who are listening want to keep their own list, that would be really cool. At the end of the year, we'll see how many we've all lost, what we've done. And that would be pretty, it would be interesting. So yeah, good challenge within itself, Zorts. Thank you. Awesome.
Nisi, yeah, that might be it. Hashtag King of Deaths, hashtag Zorts happened.
Nice. We could start that. Awesome. All right. So what's the thing though that keeps you you keep coming back, you keep trying, you keep you've got all these tunes that you're working on, and even though we joke about, you know, Zorts happens, Zort's dead and all of that, but you keep trying, and that's one of the things I love about you is the fact that you keep going at it, you know. And so what is it about the challenge?
I don't know. Well, when I started the challenge, it was just, you know, I needed something to throw up on my YouTube channel because I was Mm-hmm. Like, regular leveling just didn't seem to be, like, an interesting enough thing. And then, after the first few tunes bit the dust, it, like I said before, it became a matter of pride and possibly inherent insanity. that it was like, okay, it was bad because, like, the first batch of tunes kept dying in between levels 10 and 20. So it's like, okay, I need to at least get to level 20. And I've been doing that fairly consistently for the last several months. I've gotten a few to 30, and then Zorts happens. So now it's like, okay, I need to get to 30, and then from 30 to 40. Okay, I'm just looking at it in, like, little blocks of 10 right now. So it's like, I'm not going to just wave a white flag and tap out on this. I can't. So.
No, that's good. It's a driving thing, because you can see, I don't know about you, but you see so many people with doing the challenges and where they get up to and how they're going and the amount of people that are trying them. And, you know, especially for our veterans, you know, you look at people like Azzy, like Never Died, like Sir, like, you know, Nisi, like Fair, all that amazing, that just, they just are, to me, they're just machines. They just make me want to play and keep trying at it. So I don't know if you find that, but they do an awesome job of keeping, you know, keeping it's like, oh, they dinged again, or, you know, which is nice to see.
Yep, that's especially watching the Bloodthirsty, because having done Bloodthirsty, that can be pretty mind-numbing at times when you're just, like, parking yourself in a loop in a zone and you got to run that for, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever, before you're safe enough to move on. And I think that's why my Bloods don't last long, is because eventually I just kind of go into that, like, 1,000-yard stare tunnel vision where I'm not really, like, aware of what's happening.
Yeah, there is an amount of zoning out to a certain degree on a Bloodthirsty, which can be good, but it can be bad.
Okay. Oh, in my case, it's never good.
Yeah.
Because I'll just sit there and all of a sudden I'll be like, I'll see, like, the red rim around the screen and then that'll kind of snap me out of it. I'll be like, what'd I do?
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
Although sometimes the deaths are out of our hands. And I'm going to touch on something that happened a few weeks back.
Oh, no.
Going back to the day, the show that we, you guys had Shorl on, Stone alerted us to a situation in Duskwood involving a mob that, in my opinion, should not be there.
Yep.
Because about 4 hours before you guys went live, that son of a murdered me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That
was
so salty about that one.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. That's a really rough.
Were you on the path, or were you roaming?
I was on the path heading up to where the hermit is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the video is on my channel. It's I run up and I see this Death Knight sitting there and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, it's another player, because I had been running through Duskwood on another tune that earlier that week and didn't see a thing. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, that's a red mob. That's the enemy. That's the alliance. That's, you know, a hordy or something. I couldn't really tell because their back was to me. And then I noticed that it's a one that it's not a player. It's an NPC. And I just sit there and go, oh crap! And then bam, face murdered. Like, I didn't even get a chance to, like, really react on the tune.
Yeah.
It was this guy just tore my face off and ate it for breakfast. And then I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I was not a happy camper.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can all feel that through the interwebs. Yeah. Do you think with when you lose the tune, is it when you've got it like that, such quick instant death compared to, you know, when you when you're losing a tune and there's nothing you can do and you're just kind of like, running away. And, you know, it takes a few seconds and then you're dead, as opposed to that kind of wham, smack, you're dead. Like, is it for you that feeling the same thing?
The situation with that is if Blizz is going to put something that high level in a zone, that higher of a level in that zone, they should phase the stinking thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm kind of surprised. That's my opinion,
and I actually sent Blizz a nasty gram about that.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't. I mean, it's neat to see the higher level players coming back into the lower level zones, doing their own thing. Yeah. However, on the other hand, it is kind of interfering, because not even with being on an iron, you could just be playing on a normal character and all of a sudden you're running up on the path and you have a new, and let's just say I'm just a new player and I'm level, what would I be? Level 20, let's say. Okay. And I'm going to run up that path and I get one shot and I'm like, what's going on here? Right. I have no idea. And I'm not running an iron or anything. I'm just some noob. Right. That's not cool.
Not even necessarily new, but if you're just leveling an alt and you're completely heirloomed up, you're still going to get that one shot.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a massive repair bill then.
Yeah.
Because those guys hit like freaking Sherman tanks.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So, yeah, that is probably one of the few times where I, instead of just kind of laughing it off, I actually had to get up. And I actually was so riled up. I took a walk around the block just to kind of calm down. I was just so freaking steamed on that one. And muttering a lot of words I can't repeat here.
Yeah, so. I think we can all know exactly what those words were. It's a really rough death.
In a situation where I'm dealing with mobs that are at level or maybe a little above or a little below, if I get killed, that's my own dang fault.
Yep. Yeah.
And believe me, I know this. I'm an expert.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All
right. Awesome trousers. You're absolutely right. Duskwood is completely off my list now. I'm not bringing any challenge chains back there.
Yeah. I mean, I was putting together a list of the quests and stuff like that, and now that that's in there, you can't really run around in there anymore.
Nope.
And it kind of takes away a way for us to level up our irons.
Right? Yeah, it's so, definitely because there's only so many zones you can do, and
yep.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. Mm. Duskwood's normally got a heap of quests for irons anyway, like a heap that send you all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about your new project. What are you going to be doing?
I am doing a satirical parody of a guide to the Iron Man Challenge.
Yes.
It's still in the idea and, for lack of a better term, pre-production phase, writing out the script and art has happened. And I use that term loosely. An example would be my Skype avatar.
I was going to say, I hope that this is in your because that is awesome.
It's going to be a mix of this wonderful, wonderful artwork and some in-game footage.
Okay.
And there's some people I want to reach out to and see if I can get a few cameos in there.
Yeah. Nice.
So
you know, you kind of look like Alf. Like Alf? The picture drawing. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Alf.
Alf?
You know.
There's a blast from the past.
But isn't Alf orange?
I kind of looked at it and I was like, it's kind of looks a bit like the Alf.
I would have got that because Alf being orange.
Yeah.
Alf was orange, yes. And green is obviously Goblin. So, but awesome. Oh, that sounds exciting. So when do we expect this is gonna start?
Hopefully I will be able. I was debating on whether to do one big video or break it up into parts, and I think I'm gonna break it up into parts just so I can.
I think that's a smart idea.
Get it out there, and that way I can, you know, if there's something that really didn't work the first one, feedback will help me work on the second and third or however many other ones. So
yeah, excellent. No, that sounds good, because I mean, it's easier. I don't know about you guys, but it's definitely easier for me to sit down and watch a small, you know, a smaller thing as opposed to something that can be quite long and take a while. So I think that's a really good idea. Well, you definitely need to let us know once you've got it underway so we can pimp it out and do all that kind of stuff. And let people know, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And, what up, yo?
And the thing is that we'll have chat room. People in the chat room are going to be interested, as well as obviously the challenges themselves. So we're really excited. Good on you, Zorts. I'm excited to see what you bring to the table.
Yeah, very exciting. My other project, my podcast, is kind of on its last leg, so I got time on my hands. So
No.
Why is it on its last legs?
No. Oh, there's a huge lack of interest in the community for it. So.
Oh, okay. In the role.
I think the plug's going to be pulled on that in the next couple of weeks unless something changes. So.
Okay. Aw, well, that's a shame. But we're excited that you can, you know, that there's other projects for you to do. So.
I got a very overactive imagination. There's always something like, I should do this.
if you need things to do, I could give you things to do. Just saying, man.
That sounds like a loaded statement. I'm not touching that one.
I've got lots of stuff.
This is a family friendly show, sir.
No. I was not going down that road. No.
Awesome. All right. Well, how about we go into what have you been doing this week, Zorns?
I've been dealing with life and the nice curveballs it threw at me this week, and mostly just to chill, playing some Stardew Valley. I have not been in the mood to work on anything in WoW because that takes too much attention, and I just wanted to kind of have Zen moments. So,
yeah, okay, nothing wrong with them. Zen moments are pretty good. And how are you going in? What's the other game called?
Stardew Valley. I am doing some recording for that for the channel. So there's some things. There's some stuff already up there. It's
What is tell me about it?
It's like a farm life sim with some weird stuff going on in it. And
okay.
It's a good, wholesome game that I'm pretty much ripping to shreds.
Okay. Cool.
So I let the last time that we talked, I think I let my kids watch Zort's Stardew Valley stream.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, for about 5 minutes tops, and it was okay for kids for 5 minutes, and then we had to go, so that was it. So luckily I didn't let them watch the whole thing, because it probably wouldn't have been okay for kids, because my kids are 8 and 7 now. So but would you say that it's a game that is worth it for the money kids to play, because it's like $17 American or something like that.
I think so. I caught it on sale on Steam, so I didn't pay full price for it. But it's open ended. You know, there is a story to it, and the story does have this point right now it does have an end. But there's going to be more stuff from the guy who made it added on as time goes on, at least so he says. I mean, the game's been out for a year. I don't know. There's apparently a multiplayer aspect that's going to be added to it and stuff like that. But I've seen videos where people have gone up to like year 68, 70, 75, and they have these huge, massive farms. And there's all kinds of things you can do in that game to eat up time. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember what the full price of that was.
Yeah, it was $17 American.
Yeah, so $17,
$50.
Maybe if you can catch it on sale, better value for money, in my opinion.
Okay.
So,
because I'm not sure
it's definitely something that I think kids can definitely get into.
Because my oldest plays, Overwatch, but not with people, and only against a computer and that kind of stuff. So, that's it. And I didn't know about the multiplayer thing because I don't like him to, I don't want them to be involved with other folks, right? So at least not until he's older.
Right? Maybe older.
That hasn't been put in yet. That's coming down the pipeline.
Okay.
Don't have an actual date for that, but yeah, that's pretty much been my week just because the world sucks.
Yeah. I feel you, buddy.
So.
Well,
okay.
I'll just say, yes, I agree, but on the other side, the world's pretty great too. And it's, this is a little downer moment kind of thing, but with everything that's happened with me this week, I completely understand, the world can sometimes be a very, very crappy place, but then the people that you've met can help you to get through that. And that, for me, is why I would think that the world is a really great place. Because I've met a lot of great folks that are super nice, right? That help me out when I need to get through things. So, I would offer, man. I'd be like, dude, and anything that we can do, and I'm throwing Lee out there too. That and anything that we could do to help you out, let us know, because sometimes the world is a pain in the patootie.
Between having a large sum of money appropriated from my bank account by a hacker, my car breaking down, and my job canceling my health insurance next month, it's been a great week.
Wow.
But the bank issue and the car issue are resolved. The work issue is I've got some room to wiggle with because I got my veterans benefits, as wonderful, finger quotes, those are. So I got some room to play with to find a job that will actually not want me to die.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
If I won the lotto, I would throw you some cash, man. Be like, here's health insurance.
I can only send you hugs, but that's all I've got. But we're here for you. Just remember, we are always here for you. We're never far away.
The bank issue, which was the big one, that got resolved very, very quickly. Good. And then the car issue, I got the car back yesterday, so I'm mobile again.
Yeah. Well, that's good news. That is good news.
I totally understand cars because last year my car died 3 times, and it made it so if I didn't have BlizzCon already bought and paid for, there's no way I was going. And even this year, it's like BlizzCon, if it happens, it's going to be on a shoestring, like no money because of last year. It's crazy. Cars.
Mm.
I mean, Spanky you need says them,
you
but
all just need to come to Australia and live here because we've got good healthcare and
That's tempting, but you guys have bugs the size of houses. No thanks.
They're not that big. They're our pets. It's fine.
Zortz, you're right. Zortz is right.
Come on.
Come up north, man.
No.
Although,
come on over.
We just went from plus 16 to minus 14 this week. So that's a shift of 32.
Oh, I know. I'm actually not that. I'm maybe about 6 hours from Toronto, so we're getting a lot of the same weather. You're getting up that way,
dude. If you're so close, beer run,
road trip,
Cleveland
road trip. You do.
I think Cleveland would be in between us, right?
Actually, no.
I'm in Toronto.
I actually have a friend, ex-Gildy, who lives in Port Huron, Michigan, and they're only about 3 hours north of me. So I live in Indiana.
Okay. All right, so Detroit. But I don't want to go to Detroit.
No, the Port Huron's right on the other side of Lake Michigan, dude. Like, oh, okay. The first time I went up there, I was in the wrong lane, and I almost ended up going into Canada.
Well, that would have been good.
The border's right there. Well, I don't have a passport, so I was like, this site should probably get out of this lane.
That would probably not be good. Yeah, our guys can be kind
real
of...
real fun.
I will say, as much as, you know, we're supposed, you know, to be nice, our border security guards are not as nice as your... as yours are. I've had a harder time coming back home than I have coming out. It's crazy. And it's like, you know, so I wonder what they would say. I'm coming through.
Back in the show.
You know, gonna go to Port Huron and drink.
Well, if I had actually gotten to the border, luckily I didn't end up at the border. But if I had gotten there, it would have just been like, look, dude, I got stuck in this lane. I couldn't get out. I just need to pull a U-turn. Is that all right? I'll be in your country for about 3 seconds, and I promise there's no shenanigans.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm sure that they have that all right time, though, too.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've had an interesting week, so I hope you have a better week next week.
This week's we're back on track. A new Zortzenin, the Paladin episode went up earlier. So,
damn it. Did I miss that?
Probably.
Damn it. Dang,
Twitter's a bit busy place, man.
Well, some of us are asleep when these things happen.
I don't blame them. I took my nap today, too, so.
I try and retweet as much videos and stuff as I can for the people I follow. I try to retweet as much as I can. I'm just saying, not just for you, but... for anybody
I see you retweet everything that you can. I know it's not just me.
You know, I mean, if you want me to retweet it, just tag me and I'll do it. Because that will make it 100 times easier than me having to hopefully catch it.
You know, if you catch it, you catch it. If you don't, you know, it's not a big deal to me, dude. It's not. I'm not Godstone. You didn't retweet me again.
I'd be totally like that. You should be like that, so it should be like... Stone,
can you
didn't retreat me. Dude.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Nisi even shared it to her Facebook, Stone.
Wow.
I digress.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, I'm glad that you're back on track. So that's really good. How about we get to Stone's week?
Let's actually get back on the rails here.
Yeah, because we've...
Sorry, guys.
Completely gone. That's it. Stone, what have you been up to? How's your week?
So this week, I got my level 1 iron all the way up to 110, and I'm the newest Iron Man champion, and then I woke up, and it's been a bit of a still dealing with stuff, and I actually got to play, and I did, what did I do? It wasn't challenge related. However, I only got to do it really late last night. But what we did do that was sort of related to what we're doing is we got Awesome Trousers, his mount like about, we're 8 o'clock-ish. We're about two hours ago. We got him his mount. So I'm very happy with that.
Awesome. Can I just say, Awesome Trousers, that is one of the best names I've ever heard.
I know! I was like, these are my Awesome Trousers. I love his name. But here's a screenshot up on the screen. It'll pop up. And of that's it. This is him on his new primal Felsaber mount. Flamesaber mount. Whoops. But yeah, I was, you know, I was glad to help. Right. And again, if any patrons, I like, okay, if anybody needs help, I will help them. I would make patrons be my first go. But honestly, I think right now where I'm at is Awesome Trousers was the only one that really needed the help. But anybody else, if you need it, like, let me know. I will do EU and I'll do US. EU, I don't need the mount anymore. I got it. US, I think I got one more left, which it's like I've got like 10 days left. So I'm not worried. I can just shoot one out. shoot one out. Snap one off. Else could I say?
No.
Zorts.
We will Zorts, get it done after Zorts the show. We're going to get yours done after the show, so you've got it. So.
Maybe not. I don't know. I might be too inebriated. I think they.
Well, you just stand there and you can just die, and I'll run around.
I think me and Stone are having an unofficial drinking contest tonight.
I think they actually made that word to test if you were actually like far off or not. You know. Right. Are you drunk? I'm inebriated. See, and if you can say that word, you're probably okay. Anyways. So, but yeah, that was pretty much what I did this week for irons and all that stuff. I'm hoping that on Tuesday-ish, well, things will get back to normal. Like, things have been starting to get back to normal.
Mm.
And honestly, you, Lita, and Nisi, like, picking it up when things happen, like, helps so much, because then I can focus on Carrie and making sure that everything's okay. So, if you guys didn't know, Carrie's father passed. And the week, 2 weeks prior to last week, so I guess 3 weeks ago, he went into the hospital, but things were looking okay. And last week he just passed, which we were very shocked because everything was looking good, like he was going to come back out of it, and not. So when we got the call, it was like in immediate. Diet, you know, I gotta put everything on hold and I gotta focus on Carrie, right? Because this is like she lost her mom, she lost and now her father, right? So now she's got no mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately I which is really weird because my parents are very they are not healthy at all, and Carrie's parents were very young, not sure how that works out, but whatever. I needed to worry about that. And, but again, you guys being able to jump in and just grab it, and run things without me having to worry. I mean, helps so much. I can say thank you, but it doesn't really give what I really feel, right? So I don't really have the words to give what I feel, to tell you what I feel, if you know what I mean.
It's fine. So, yes.
Yeah, and I know that you guys have been like, anytime, fine, but, you know, to just spring it on you guys, I felt bad, but I'm like, if you guys can't do it, that's okay. Then we're just going to cancel show. And...
stuff happens.
And I didn't want to cancel on Azzy because it's like we haven't had him on for a while and we're going to have him on in 2 weeks. So,
we're going to have him on live.
Exactly. Because I wanted to get him on live and I really felt bad for Azzy.
We had
too,
a lovely chat with Azzy. You know, it was a great show. So.
Yeah, but I felt bad.
And Nisi and I had a good time last week. So, all good.
So, So thank you very much, and that's what I did this week. I did a little bit of HOTS for the WoW mount. I got one more to go, and honestly, I liked Hots. I don't think I like it anymore.
But I like Hots. I mean, like Lily.
See, when I played it before, it was fun before. It's just now it feels like it's the same thing over and over. And so, and that could be said of WoW. However, this expansion, I don't feel like it's the same thing over and over for me. So I'm not sure what the difference is, but yeah, I mean, Hots was good when it first came out for me because I didn't play it that much. Maybe that's why Legion's good, because I'm not playing it that much. Like, I'm playing it, and I'm doing it. I'm not going hardcore on it, right? Like I am with Hots right now, trying to get folks their mounts. Let me end this by saying that, you know, if folks need a mount, you know, you've got 10 days, let me know, and I'll be happy to help out.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Lita, your turn.
Yes, my turn.
Drinking.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't really get a lot of chance to focus on the challenge tunes at all this week. I went back to work. Did I mention 5 months until my next holidays? Anyway.
Isn't that near BlizzCon? That's near BlizzCon time, right?
No, it's not. It's in August. It's my birthday month. I take off my birthday month.
I thought you were going to take off BlizzCon so that you could
no.
deal with that and not have to worry about work and stuff.
No, no. BlizzCon is normally the weekend, so BlizzCon's okay. But yeah, so I went to a new shop, everything. It's been a bit crazy. Anyway, it was a good week, but very long. Very, very long. And going back to work, as always, has its own. I can't even say joyfulness. Let's just say it has its own mixture of emotions. So I mostly focused this week on my warlock, you know, with things like fishing and Archie and the world quests and pet tamers. Oh, I'm going family familiar. Oh my god, is going to drive me insane. But anyway, but I did get to play my little bloodthirsty today. So she dinged from 14 to 15. She's out of rested XP. And I just got her running around. I was running around Lochmoden as per usual. I got two wares. I got the crocodile, Crocolus, and the dip, not the rat. What do you call it? The tunnel. The tunnel rare that's normally in the hut near the mountain. Anyway, that makes no sense. Anyway, Grizzlick or something. Anyway, I got that. So that was, got both of them. So that helped. That was a bit more XP than I expected. So she dinged 15 and I tamed a bear. I got a black bear. Ooh. And I don't have a name for it. So I need a name. I need a name. So ideas for names would be awesome. I was going to call it Fluffy, but I've already got a Fluffy on my iron.
Name it Zorts. You can't go wrong.
You have to.
Yeah,
you could do that.
I could do that. Oh, I was thinking I called another one Goldilocks. That was my bear, Goldilocks. I think I've still got that one.
Black bear, Grizzly.
Grizzly. Grizzly, yeah.
Grizzly's all right. Just see how many people actually tweet you or tell you in game. Be like, what's up with your bear's name?
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams. Adams. Yeah.
Adams. Yeah.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a black bear and tweet me if you've got an idea. I haven't named it yet, so I thought I'd put it out there and be like, right, what am I gonna name my bear? And I like to have different names. And depending a lot, it's actually funny because one of the things I started when I made my original hunter, Keela, back in a long time ago. Anyway, back in vanilla was when I rolled her. I had decided that I was going to have all her pets were all going to start with the letter Z. So I had all, you know, Zoltan, Zafri, all, I've just made up names. And that's the theme that I've pretty much like kept with her. And then I was trying to do the challenge tunes. I was trying to do like cutesy names.
Okay.
So like Fluffy from Acrocolis. I think I call Macrocolis Fluffy. You know, like something that's completely different but cutesy to what it actually is. So, So I got a partial to anything with a Z. I don't, it's a Z. I call it a Z. I'm not saying it's a Z. I'm saying it's a Z. It's a Z or a Z. I don't care. But it's a Z. For me, it's a Z. So I like that. But I'm happy to tie in something else. Lita, so
name it Bob.
No.
No,
no, it's got to be a cat.
Like if it's a cat, you should.
Yeah, but Bob's like a bear in cat form because Bob apparently is messing everything up.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I'll see. I think I called one of my cats Kobe, which makes no sense considering Kobe's a dog, but I don't think I could get the dog. I really should go down to Gilneas and get that what is it, Mastiff or whatever it is. Yeah, but that kind of doesn't seem like it's Kobe either, which is funny.
Name it's it weird. Buck.
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 I don't know. I am funny with my names. I've got to like the name. So any suggestions? Anyway, let me know. Thank you, chat room. Zeta. Yeah, I have got a Zeta. I know I've got a Zeta on Keela, so I've got heaps of different Zed ones. So it's not a stand.
Call it Zed. I'm gonna have. Zed. Just Zed.
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 Just
call it Zed.
Yeah. The way that I spelled it, Zed. Zed.
Yeah, it's not very cute.
She's not feeling it, dude.
I'm not feeling it at all. I'm not feeling it at all. I gotta feel it. It's gotta be cutesy. I need a cutesy for my bloodthirsty, so.
Zippy. Yeah.
I've got a zippy. I think I named Zappy? my yep, I've got a Zappy. And I've got deserve. A Zappy. And I've got a Zappy. And I've got a Zippy. And I've got a
What about Zoolander?
No, it's too long. It needs to be like quick. It needs to be like a short name.
Zoo. Zool. Zool.
I've got a Zool.
Zool! Oh, my God.
I've got a Zoltan. I've got a Zooli. I've got, yeah. Anyway.
What about
us? Moving on. So that's my week. That's pretty much going to be my week. So I did play some Bloodthirsty.
I'm just going to Google names that start with Z and send you a whole list, Lita. And you can just pick one, okay?
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Oz. Excellent. Yeah, so it was good, and I was actually running her around. You know where the what do you call the wasp things? The marsh hunters. So they were about 2-3 levels higher than her when she was 14, and I was cutting through them quite well. I wasn't particularly over there. It's just I was looking for the rare to see what the rare was, and I'll look for the rare one, and then I was killing some of the boars, and I was like, oh, okay, my cat's chewing through stuff quite well. So, yeah, it was kind of cool. So, and then she dinged 15 when I went and killed Grizzlock or whatever his name is. Whatever. So that was kind of cool. I went, you know what? Time to put her back in the inn because she ran out of rested as well, so, which is funny. So that's been my week of challenge tunes. Yay. Anyway, nobody died. Hey, look, you could basically say nobody died this week.
I can say that too. Yes.
Yay. Yay!
You two Zorts, right?
Yeah. See, there we go. Nobody died. Yeah.
It's one of those rare weeks where I didn't kill anybody.
Yay! Yes. All right. Sorry.
Positive. Yes. Okay. Bumper. I play Bumper now.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay.
Okay, now that one I heard.
Yes, because that's playing through VLC player. The other one is playing through XSplit. XSplit should still be working because it worked before. It worked last week. No, it worked two weeks ago. Anyways, news in the World of Warcraft. Honestly, the only thing I really have is the Dark Moon Fair, March 5th to the 12th.
I'm so excited.
Free bag and gold and ore gold.
Yeah, but not only that, don't forget, especially for your big turns, and I'm like my main, is 5 profession points. I tell you what.
Yes.
Profession point.
Good lord.
In Legion is a pain in the patootie. So to get 5 from Darkmoon Fair, I'm very excited about that tonight. I think I'm finally going to get tailoring to 800, which is like, yay. So exciting. Darkmoon Fair. And don't forget, gold and a bag. Which is always good on a challenge tune. That helps. Okay. I normally use up one on a Bloodthirsty. I always use up one quest to go to Darkmoon Fair to hand in to get the tickets. So,
you know, I never go to Darkmoon Fair is one of those things I just never do, even on my regular tunes. And then I did one on the last time they were around last month on a mage. And I was like, oh, you know, 16 slot bag. Okay, you know what? Fine. I'm going to start doing this from now on.
Hmm.
Not even 10 minutes after I left the Dark Moon Fair, the mage died. So I think the Dark Moon Fair is a curse.
Oh, no. No.
Wow.
Are you sure you weren't drinking?
I used to run every turn through Dark Moon Fair every month. Every turn that I had. I don't do that anymore because that was getting...
Fair says it's good for pacifist too, except for the Gnoll one. Don't whack a Gnoll because I think it counts as a kill.
Yeah.
Stone, I got 2 rules. One of them I picked up from Lita. Don't play when you're tired.
Yes.
Number 2, I don't drink when I play. Usually when I'm playing, it's during the day and I'm sucking down coffee like it's life.
As you should.
If I was up late, would drink and stream. I need to get... Okay, listen. When things get back to normal, hopefully this week or this coming week, maybe next week, I will be streaming more at night when the kids are in bed and Carrie's in bed, because I'm going to sleep in when the kids are in school, and I'm going to drink at night, and I'm going to stream, and we're going to play, and I'm going to see how far I can go. Yes, exactly. Exactly for that. Oh, God, no.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, no. Yes. This is a bad idea. This is a horrible idea.
No. No.
Good luck.
If I didn't have to be up at 5 in the morning for on work days, I'd be so down for this.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, you don't have to be up at 5 in the morning tomorrow, right?
No.
Okay, good.
But I do gotta be at the laundromat by 7 if I want to get a washer that works.
all right. The WoW drink challenges.
Okay. All right. So let's go on to site news. So what have we got? We've got some updates.
Yeah, we've got some updates. Poor Lita. I just want to say, poor Lita is having to pull this thing through. She's like... us, like, okay, guys, over here.
Come back to me, boys.
Yeah, we're both squirreling hard tonight.
I'm almost done my second. So, okay, so Tin Man updates. I'll put this down. Tin Man updates. Basically, I didn't know this, but apparently, characters were not were not updating if they were over level 30 and had no deaths. So if you were a fresh iron, or sorry, if you're a fresh tin man, your tune would come back saying red flagged or something. And I had no idea. But thank you to RYAROI for reporting this on the forums. I fixed it, so it should work. If you are over level 30, you should be able to update your tune if you don't have an, if you haven't died already. Yeah, I had no idea, but it's that's how it goes with new things. There's going to be bugs, and I fix everybody. So, other than that, honestly, I was going to code in a speed to 60 update, and I didn't have a chance to because just time. And but what I'm not sure how I'm going to get around that. Like I'm not sure how I'm going to approach actually doing a speed to 60 update because. I don't know if I would do it just for the regular one. I think I'd want it more focused on the iron one, to be honest, because I think the iron one has more oomph until we get a normal one going. And somebody sent me a message, I think Crystal Paul, and I think I completely misread what they said, and they had asked me, why would you get rid of the iron speed to 60 update in favor of a normal speed to 60 update? So, and I misread it to think that they were like, why would you do this? Are you nuts? And I'm like, no, dude, why wouldn't I do this? I want to have both, right? So basically, just so that we're all clear, I'm keeping the speed to 60 iron update, which is still on the website. It's under, if you are on the website, it's under irons and speed to 60, and it should show you the top, I don't know, I'm not sure, top something. And I think the number one person right now is still one day, still never died, right? Let's see really quick. Iron Man and speed to 60. And yes, never died Shaw. Got from level 10 to 60 in 1 day, 20 hours, and 23 minutes and 50 seconds. So it'll show... Actually, it'll show pages worth. Okay. So... Okay. But the plan is to keep that. I'm keeping it. That will be there. And I am going to report on it. I'm just not sure how I will report on it. Because do I start to report on it based on if they would crack the top five? Or would I report on it if they're like at level 58 and they're really, really close? I'm not sure, because maybe that would be too close and... by the time I report on it, it could be over already, right? So I'm not sure how I would report on it. I kind of want to report on it because, I mean, if you can get to level 60 really quick, I kind of want to give you props, man. And if it comes as an Iron Man tune, I really want to give you props. That being said, I still have plans to do a regular speed to 60 challenge where it's not Iron Man. It's just do anything you can do to get there. I mean, you can't boost because you'll be past that. But and we will look for that. But just because, you know, you can see play time and stuff like that on videos and stuff, but. There's no comprehensive list of how fast folks can actually get from 10 to 60 in real time, right? It's really more in slash played and saying, hey, look at what I did, right? So, that being said, there's going to be two. They're both mutually mm-hmm. exclusive, that kind of thing. I don't know what that means, but I just thought it sounded good. And I don't know okay. how I... Okay, so back to the Iron Man reporting part.
So mutually exclusive means it's only going to pertain to certain things.
Hmm. No. So speed to 660. The normal challenge is heirlooms, pots, elixirs. I don't care. It's going to be how fast can you get from 10 to 60 without having a boost. I don't care if you have a friend to help you through, because to be honest, if you have a friend, it's actually going to take away, it should XP. Take away XP. I'm fine with that. If that's the route you want, you know, to go, fine. So for the iron one, though, I really want to report on folks getting close to it, but I don't know how. So until then, I'm not going to have it in our report. I'm still, it's in my mind. And
I mean,
what?
Maybe it's just, that sounds like that would have to be like, a whole, like you got your Iron Man list, your Bloodthirsty list. You'd have to maybe have a separate speed to 60 iron list.
Well, I do kind of have a different list, and it's there, and we can see it. And there's two pages worth, and I don't know how many. That's 200, I think, per page. Yeah, I think it's 200 per page, and we're doing it live, so this is how we go. So, and if I go to page two, we are at 500 and oh no, actually no, 364. Okay, so everybody else is lower than level 60. That doesn't make sense now, because this guy's over here at level 56. So how's he on the list? So there's probably bugs with my list, but there's only two people. Well, I mean, I see numbers 363 and 364 are lower than level 60, so those guys should not be on the list. But, you know, I don't question my level, my ranked 1 to 5s. I just don't know how I would report it. Like, I don't know if I would start it at level 40 just to kind of give folks a heads up, or at level 30. Like, And I don't know if I'd want to do like the top 10 fastest. I'm not sure. I'll figure something out. But I kind of want
top
to give
10 fastest.
Well, I that want like it. Well, I'm thinking if somebody cracks our top 10 that's new, I think I'll give them the props, and I'll think I'll try and make a report based on that. I think that mm-hmm. makes more
okay.
sense.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes, that's how my brain works. It's fun Excellent. Times, my friend.
All right. Well, how about we do the state of the challenges and all the stuff that we've got this week.
Wow.
Anyway, so irons.
Okay. Okay. Irons.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Okay. Iron Man. State of the challenges. We got Iron Pan at level 80. Azzy, my brother. RIP, level 82.
Okay, so I have a comment about this. For some reason, Azzy hit level 82 on my report twice, and I don't know if that's real or something screwed up. So,
yeah.
Just Azzy's saying, the Matrix, obviously.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if Azzy hit level 82 twice died at that point as well, then props to you. Well, condolences to you. But also, you made it to 82 and you died twice, but still made it
Look,
to
I just,
82.
I just want to know how
I don't
it
know.
Is as he dies,
well, okay.
And then like 2 hours later, he's like, oh, by the way, I'm back to level 50.
Go listen to the episode he was on three weeks ago. Is it three? I think it's three mm-hmm. weeks ago.
Yeah,
he did give his route, kind of. Okay. So if that's you know, if that's the way that you want to go, I mean, listen to him. This dude levels like a machine, right? So,
yeah,
we got a few of those like that. But like literally, it's like every other day I'll see Azzy on Twitter, and I'll be like, "I just hit the level 50 achievement." I'll be like, "Dude, you died 2 hours ago. What the heck happened? How do you do these things?"
He's a machine.
Anyway.
Okay, so
moving on, I guess.
Moving on, yes.
Basta, level 83. Marg Blink at level 95. 8 at level 96. Marg Rage at level 97. Margodin at level 97. Never Died Shaw, level 101. Awain, I hope I'm saying that right, level 102. And Geekster, RIP, level 104.
Wow.
That's kind of...
I saw that.
Drew it.
Yeah, I saw that the other... What day is it today? Saturday. Sorry. So I think I saw it on Thursday something or other, and I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. I can't remember the exact date, but when I looked, that had come through on my report, I'm like, oh, no. Like,
no. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm just going to throw this out there. If, that's a big if, I ever get up that far and die, that might be what's the nail in the coffin. I walk away from the challenge forever. That might do it for me.
Yeah.
But you would be so close, though.
It's addicting. It's still addicting.
Yes, it is.
But, yeah. Okay. Well, looks like... Poster, so yeah, commiserations, sir.
Sorry,
all right, let's go on to Bloodthirsty. So we've got Bloody Checks at 40, Kill Stuff Frog 41, Iron Tail Hit 44, Genetics 46, Sebastiana 52. Bent Grinder hit 53, Clemens 58, Vadum 63, another Bent Grinder hit 70. Yep. And I don't know if I want to say this one.
Yeah, I don't know. When I saw this, I was like really sad.
Anybody else feel like they got punched in the stomach when they saw that?
Yeah, I feel like
well, I just saw it somewhere else. Yeah, so I'm gonna say it. Soulbound died at 85. Oh my god, Nisi. I am so sorry that that just ripped my heart out when I saw it before. Between you and Stir, I was like, oh my gosh. So sorry, Nisi. Wow. That's
a big one.
Yeah.
Hugs. I bet it hurt. And you'll have to tell us about that the next time you're on, because damn, that's my heart goes out to you on that one. All right, Zotz, if you want to take the pacifist, please.
Okay. Pacifist, Harry Up, level 36. Great name, by the way. P-Tool, 6, level 41. High Five, level 41. Ambition, level 41. Organ Grinder, level 52. Schnuffletips at level 62. Ferellian at level 63. Yes. Mr. Huey Hamster, level 64. Flower Child at level 65. And Inaptrian.
Inapt Iron.
That's
words.
Yeah. 80, level 82, no one died. So good job, guys.
Wow. Good job, pacifist.
Okay, so Tin Man, we got Iron Grimmy, hit level 38. Scriniades. Is at level 3, but went from no deaths to 3 deaths. What happened? New on the list is Cho'Gark at level 40 with one death. So I'm guessing they were doing iron, and then they boop onto the list, which is good. Iron Overlay hit level 41. Fifi Tree? Let's go Fifi Tree. Hits level 41. Anabolic. And anabolic steroids. Anyways, hits level 56. Baz Tur hits level 65. See, I can say it without making it sound really bad. Tin Hunt hits level 68. Iron Capper hits level 86. And New Iron at level 90 with one... death. It is Iron Magi. Iron Magi. Dang. Level 90 with one death.
So, sorry, man. That's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive.
Like, I've got a regular tune at 108, and he's got a hell of a lot more than one death.
Wow. Well, yeah, okay. So we've got, I just want to say commiserations, obviously, to everyone that we lost this week. It's, we certainly lost some big ones, and that's, yeah, my heart goes out to you guys. So Nisi and Stir, definitely. Azzy, of course, Azzy just said, he's already nearly level 60. Seriously, dude. Wow. That's amazing. And Nisi's on another priest and she's level 20. I think she said, where are you going? I think you said level 20. That's like amazing. So you guys, true champions. I don't know what else to say. True champions that you pick yourself up and keep going. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Ding 60. There you
Dang
go. He's done it. He's doing it live while we're podcasting. And he's playing Gratzazzy. That is fantastic.
Here. I'm not gonna well say done. It, but I'm watching the time because we should see another update from him in about half an hour, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say he'll be 61 before we know. Azzy just ding 60.
Oh.
So
Gratzazzy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Alrighty, so let's go on to chit-chat. This is where people can ask us anything about the challenges, questions, share your tips and tricks and all of that kind of thing. So I wanted to let you know an email that I got from Pandora this week, and it was in reference to last week. He sent us a responded to YouTube of the previous week's show, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he sent me an email. He said, "G'day, leader." Awesome. Not a big fan of social media, so email it is, smiley face. Just wanted to thank you for the shout out on the latest podcast and let you know that all the tunes that he has are Iron Man challenges, which kind of was awesome because then he listed everything he's got. So he's got different variants on Iron Pan. So obviously he uses Pandora, that kind of thing with Iron Pan, which is really cool. So he currently has a Hunter at 76, a DK at 65, Warrior at 36, a Warlock at 32, a Rogue at 26, Druid at 26, Chamois at 26, Pally 26, Monk, Priest, Mage 26, they're all 26. So, wow. He says yours, Pandora, which, wow. Like, wow. This is like amazing. So, he's kind of like our Nisi of the Irons and our, obviously, our Rogue Slayer.
I was about to ask, Nisi, is this a cousin of yours or something?
Yeah.
800 tunes going at once.
Yeah, which is awesome. That's, well, Pandora, we would love to know how you're going with them. So definitely let us know. But that's impressive, I have to say. Very impressive. 76 through to 26.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of every class except, of course, Demon Hunter. But that's one of everything else, sure. Isn't it? Yeah. Yep. Well done. That's amazing. So thank you for sharing that, Pandora. We appreciate it, and good luck. Good luck. All right. Zorts, we've got one for you, please.
All righty. Thalinar from Discord asks, so I have a question about the WoW Challenges website. When I look at some of the other challengers, I see some of their levels are like 43 parentheses 42. What's the parentheses for?
So that the number in the parentheses is the level that they were at before Legion hit. Yeah. And that's not Legion launching in August. It's the pre-patch. Because that's when everything changed. So, taka-taka-taka, typey-typey-typey. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's right. Nisi's goblin holy priest that she's leveling. Level 5. Well done. How is that going, Nisi? This one is Holy Soulfire. Oh, that's a good name. Holy Soulfire.
The fact that you're doing a challenge tune in that starting zone, I won't. I tried it once. Did not go well.
In Goblin.
I thought I had a hunter go through there, and I thought it was okay. It wasn't too bad as a hunter. It's pretty good.
I don't know, man. It's that one quest where you got all the zombie goblins, and you got to kill like the three pygmy witch doctors.
Yeah. That part's a little bit.
That's what usually gets me. That gets me on regular tunes too. So it's like, as much as I love goblins, I'll probably never have a challenge tune one.
No.
Okay, she's made it out of Kezan. So, okay,
cool.
Awesome, well done, good luck, Nisi. That's awesome. Can't wait to see how that goes. All right, well, I think that we are just about done. So,
really? Well, I'm done my second beer. Oh, is it my turn?
Hey.
I'm done my second beer. I've
Blue
done two,
you.
So I'm like,
okay. Wee. Well, then we're done.
I'm excellent. Like two sheets to the wind, not three sheets.
Uh huh. Sure.
Get it?
Oh God.
Yep.
If I get out to Anaheim this year, there's gonna be more than two sheets happening.
Dude, I sat down with Tark. And the poor guy, I don't think he was wrecked. I was more wrecked because I think I heard that he got wrecked afterwards.
He didn't go to bed until like after sunup, and when he woke up, he was still drunk.
So this year, I'm just saying, if I get to BlizzCon this year, which is still not 100%. It's, you know, I'm trying, but may not happen. But if I get there, there won't be nearly as much drinking. And if there is, I am pouring my own drinks, number one.
Oh, I won't do because I would do a mixed drink in that environment.
Yeah, the mixed drink stuff, that was no good. And number two,
if I make it out there, I plan on sticking a beer and I plan on having the stash in my room.
Yes, that's probably the best way to go. And I will totally.
Because I ain't paying $10 for a beer the way I hear the Hilton's charging people.
Yes, the Hilton charges insane amounts of money. Actually, on the on Friday night and on, it's $12, I think, for a beer.
It's I might buy one down there, and if somebody wants to buy me one, that's cool. After that, it's like, yo, I'm going back to my room and getting hammered. See you later.
Yep. If you make it down there, let me know, because I would totally have a beer.
I'm not even going to try and get a ticket to the convention because there's not a whole lot inside that I would probably be interested in. But I just want to be out there for the experience of meeting the people.
Yeah. I would say that, honestly, and I know folks have heard this before, but I'm still going to try to get in. But if I don't, I'm still going to try to go because because it's more than just being inside. I mean, it's nice to be inside, but other than that, to be honest, it's actually chatting with all the folks that you chat with online and just hanging out. Just hanging out. That's what gets me going, and it gets me pumped up. So, but next year I won't be drinking nearly as much.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Maybe. Lita Koala, on the other hand.
Lita Koala, I don't know. She'll probably make the trip with me. She's up there, up on the top of the bookshelf. You probably can't see her. Let me pull her down. Uh-oh. I think she's too far away, Lita.
Lita Koala looks like she's a troublemaker.
Poor Lita is like stone.
Yeah, she's a troublemaker, right. Look how cute she is. She is so cute. She's
well, you know what? I have a guildie of mine gave me a stuffed squirrel, so I might have to bring the stuffed squirrel to BlizzCon and get pictures with her.
Nice. That sounds like
fun. We can have Lita Koala meet the squirrel in the blanket.
So, before we end this, I want to say that Lita Koala has been through more than just BlizzCon. I will tell you that my pet cat has grabbed her.
Bob
has
all hell, Bob.
No, has grabbed her from up on the top. I don't know how the heck he got up there, but grabbed her from way the heck up top, dragged her down to his little bed. And he was laying there in his bed. So I don't know what happened. I didn't see. I just know I got up the next morning and Lita Koala was in Bob's bed. Not a word of a lie. It's I still don't know how he got up there. Because my chair is usually not pushed up back there that he could just go reach up. So I really don't know how he got up there. But he did.
The cat, man. They got magic powers.
Freaking Bob. So.
Mm-hmm. All hail Bob.
Okay. Our next show will be Saturday, March 11th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time. And maybe Bob is streaming with Lita Koala when you're sleeping. Maybe that's who screwed around with my Skype sound. Maybe.
Lita Koala.
Yeah. As in a cam show. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Awesome trousers. Really?
Yes. Poor Lita Koala has been... Anyways. And that is also Sunday, March the 12th at 10 a.m. Lita's time, which is 11 a.m. Australian Eastern time. And 1 a.m. Central European time. And next week, we will have Awesome Trousers with us.
Greatest name ever.
Yes. And awesome. I'm looking forward to this. And Zortz, dude, thank you for coming on again.
And completely derailing your show.
Well, honestly, this time it was planned, which is cool. I mean, last time it was cool, too, being able to just to drag you on. Be like, come with me, Zortz. Come with me on the show.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Sure. Whatever reason she didn't. It was just, my Skype's ringing. Oh, hi, guys. Oh,
hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, that's what happens if you leave a green... Skype. Yep.
Well, if you guys ever need to drag somebody on because of a no-show or something like that, again, it's cool.
Yeah,
I can make up something to talk about.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Zortz. If you want to let people know where they can find you, that would be awesome. Please.
Easiest thing is just Twitter. Everything I do nowadays goes up on there and pretty much nowhere else. So that's... at Wyrmcast, WYRMCAST. Excellent. And there's the YouTube's Wyrmcast Gaming, which is a horrible name. I should have named it something else.
Why? So. What's wrong with Wyrmcast Gaming?
Well, if there's no Wyrmcast, I don't know.
No.
Well, I should branch into other things. Or something it's fine. You're just branching out into other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's exactly. There's the Twitter and the YouTube. That's pretty much all I got going on these days. So.
Alrighty.
Watch me and do all horrible things to my challenge tunes.
Yay!
That really did not scare
me. I don't mean that as a yay. I just mean real watch you.
Way to be supportive.
Oh, and as he is offering an Iron Man leveling service, you pay him a certain amount of gold, and he will get you to a level. If you default payment, the tune dies. Oh, one more thing, and this is actually on a serious note.
Okay.
This week, it has been confirmed. Turnwinkle and Layla are picking what is left of the Iron Man Extreme Challenge, the three-way thing we were doing.
Yep.
Don't take that the wrong way. God. But the three-way Iron Man Extreme Challenge that we were doing that I've already been knocked out of, they are continuing it. Layla should be getting an episode out within the week, is what she said. So
nice. Cool.
Oh, that's good cool. to hear. You know that real life happens. That's yep. cool because real life happens, so, man. So.
Everybody hop on hashtag Team Layla and hope she kicks Turnwinkle's butt.
Wow. Wow.
Team Layla. Yay.
I mean, all right. I like Layla. I like Turnwinkle too. I mean, I had breakfast with the guy.
Yeah.
I almost fell over dead in front of him.
But Team Layla.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, definitely we will try and, Stone, you will try and, once she gets set up, put some links out, retweet. And
I want to get Layla on the show, but she works at our time.
Yeah, she works. She does. Yeah, this crazy working. I know. Crazy.
Working sucks. Yeah. Life sucks.
Mm.
But life is good. Dang it. Not ending
life
on a bad note.
Working life sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bam. There we go.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. So the WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. Emails send to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Twitter is @WoWChallenges. Discord server is gibbledygoop-de-doop-de-doop.
Oh my goodness. What are you doing?
Anyway,
why can't you read that? Discord.gg/OK.
Go to the wowchallenges.com website. There is a link. Click on the link. Otherwise, click on the one that Stone just put in the chat channel, because
I wouldn't try and read that off.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Don't forget, we do have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges, and our YouTube is youtube.com/wowchallenges1, the number one at the end there.
Boom.
Don't forget, come catch us live on Twitch at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, like I'm grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast that I happily co-host early in the morning on Thursday mornings at 5 a.m. with Lita. Because I mean, I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it. So, just saying.
It's a good show.
Right? I just want to say thank you to everybody that supports us with Patreon. All of your, I mean, it really does help, especially because the conversion ratio lately is like, dang, we're getting killed here. If you can help, that's great. If not, it's okay. Life happens. It's okay. We won't think less of you. It's okay. And before I go on to you, Lita, I just want to say thank Nisi for saying yes to being a possible blogger as a backup. As a backup blogger, just in case. So if you see stuff from
her
on the website, it's okay. It's okay.
Thank you, Nisi.
Nisi's cool.
Yeah.
So
yay, Nisi.
just DC's wonderful. Yes. Thank you so much for
all
your help.
I like having all the things in place just in case if things go wrong. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you. And thank you to Patreons and Lita.
No. Okay. So people can find me on Twitter, which is at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. Don't forget, yes, I do a couple of other shows, which is Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. And we do that live Thursdays. Thursday night for me, Thursday morning for Stone, because that's how we roll.
What time is it at night for you? Is it at 8
p.m.
It's at 8 right now? And then in about 2 weeks, it's going to change again, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all switching.
And then we're going to have to see about that.
Anyway. So am I switching? Anyways.
No, I don't switch. I don't switch. Right. You will switch.
You don't switch.
Yeah.
But you switched already. Because you were at
11
o'clock. But you
Yeah, but technically I don't switch, but it will go back to 7 p.m.
Okay, cool.
So, that's going to be fun. Anyway, we will see. Don't forget, big thanks to Mark Conan for our intro. We do love it. And if you want to check him out, Torrin Think Tank that he does with Jules, as well as Mark Conan Wow on Twitter. Other than that, boys, wave goodbye. Say goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for having me, guys. As always, it was fun.
Yeah.
Zorts, I swear, if you can make it over there, oh, man.
It's good. Look, I'm just going to say I might have to find someone I really trust to hold some bail money. So
you can trust me. I am good. You can ask Bloke. Bloke, trust me implicitly, as far as I know.
he's a huge dude, too.
He's
so
a big guy.
Australian comes stalking into the jail. You need to let him go.
Yep.
They'd probably be like, okay.
Thanks for listening. Sorry for the drunk.
Thanks, chat room.
Sorry, Lita. Thanks. Sorry, chat room. Sorry, everybody. I just say sorry to everybody because I'm sure I really made everybody mad. Bye.
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 The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.